This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba, and we're continuing in Maseches Ksubos. Daf. Chaf. Gimel Amud Beis. So Gemara, we begin with the Mishnah. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. Two women that were captured. This one says I was captured and I'm tahar, and this one says I was captured and I'm tahar. They are not believed. But when they testify one on the other, they are believed. So two women that were captured, they both say, I was captured and I'm tahar. They're not believed. Okay, we're talking about a case where there were edim that they were captured. They are not believed. But if zman shehin meidois zu azu, if they testify about each other, hare elu ne'emanois, they are believed. If they're testifying on each other, they are believed. Why are they not believed? Because there's no pesha asar. We have edus that they were... We have edus that they were captured. There's no pesha asar, pesha hiter. However, if they testify one on the other, they're believed. Even though maybe there's room to suspect that they have some kind of deal going between them. That she said, Rachel said to Leah, you testify about me and I'll testify about you. We're not choishish for something called goimlin. We're not worried about something called goimlin. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Ani Temea v'chaveirasi tahira ne'emenes. The rabbis taught, if a woman says, I am Tamei and my friend is Tahar, she's believed. She's believed about herself, and because Shavyanav Shechaticha de Yisura. But if she says, my friend is Tahar, she's also believed, like in the Mishnah, because one aid could testify about someone else. Ani Tahira v'chavirasi Tameya. If she says, I am Tahar and my friend is Tamei, Einan Emenes, she's not believed. If she says, I am Tahar and my friend is Tamei, she's not believed about herself, and she is not believed about her friend. So case one is she says, I am Tamei and my friend is Tahar. So she's believed. If she says, I'm Tamei, if she says, I'm Tahar and my friend is Tamei, she's not believed. Next case, Ani v'cheverasi tameya. I and my friend are tamei. So the halacha is ne'emenes al atzma ve'ina ne'emenes al chaverta. She's believed on herself, and she's not believed on her friend. Ani v'cheverasi tahira. I and my friend are tahar. Ne'emenes al chaverta. She's believed on her friend ve'ina ne'emenes al atzma. She's not believed on herself. So let's clarify these four cases. If she says, I'm Tamei and my friend is Tahar, we believe her. We believe her about herself. If she wants to make herself Tamei, we believe her about her friend. Like the Mishnah says, you're Neman on a friend. If she says, I'm Tahar and my friend is Tamei, we don't believe her about herself. We don't believe her about her friend. If she says, we're both Tamei, we believe her on herself and not about her friend. If she says, we're both Tahar, she's believed on her friend and not about herself. So now what the Gemara wants to establish is, are there edim here, or are there no edim? Amar Mar, the master said, Ani tahira v'chaveirasi tameya. We're starting with case two. I'm tahar, and my friend is tamei. Einan amenes. She's not believed. Hey chidami, what's the case? E deleka edim, if there are no edim. Al atzma mailoi mehemna, why is she not believed about herself? If there are no Edim, why is she not believed about herself? She has a Pesha Asar. If there are no Edim that she was captured, she should be believed to say that I'm Tahar. Because we only know she was captured through her, so she should believe to say she's Tahar. So, it must be, there are Edim. Now, case 3, Nishbeisi Utahairani Kamra, I'm sorry, she says, I'm captured and I'm tar. Elabshita deik edim. It must be their edim. So ema mitziyasa. Let's say the third case. The first case the Gemara doesn't discuss at all. Because the first case where she says I'm tahar, of course she's believed. I'm sorry, where she says she's tame, of course she's believed. Shavya nafshachaticha de yisura. When she says that her friend is tame, where she says her friend is Tahar, it's also Pasha that she's believed. Because the Mishnah said, an Eid Echad is believed about someone else. So in case one, there's nothing to discuss. It's Pasha. If she says she's Tame, she's believed. Her friend's Tahar, she's believed. Case two, the only way she would not be believed to say she's Tahar is if they're Edim. Ema Mitziyasa. Now let's talk about case three. Ani v'chaveirasi Tameya, ne'amenes al atzma v'ine ne'amenes al chaverta. She's believed on herself. She's not believed on her friend. The Idika Edim, and if they're Edim, Amai Loi Mehemna, why is she not believed on her friend? So let's analyze this. In case one, she's believed across the board. In case two, and we're not discussing case one. In case two, she's not believed at all. Well, why is she not believed? So the Gemara said, because we're talking about a case where they're Edim. And therefore, if she says, Ani tohayr v'chavera titmeya, eina nemenes. Now, why is she not believed about her friend in case two? This is very important. Because the truth is, it's not that we don't follow what she says. If they're Edim that the friend was captured, then the Edim is the woman is assumed to have been violated, but not because the friend is testifying about her, irrespective of that. We have Edim that she was captured, so therefore we just assume that she was violated, but not because we believe the Eid Echad that says the friend was Tamei. But in case three, again, Ema Mitziyasa, again, in case three where she says, I and my friend are Tame, so she's not believed about the friend, we say, Nemenes alatz v'ene nemenes chaverta, but if they're Edim, why would we say that she's not believed about her friend? If there are Edim that the friend was captured, then why is she not believed? So it must be the reason why she's not believed. Elipshita delek edim. In case three, there are no edim. Ema seifa. Let's talk about case four. Ani v'chevarasi tahira. Ne menes achaverta. Ve'ne ne menes al atzma. But if there are no edim, vi delek edim. A'atzma amai lohemna. Elipshita deika edim. Meaning case two and case four have to be where there are edim. Otherwise, why is she not believed to say she's tahar? Case three has to be that there are no Edim. Because if there are Edim, why is she not believed about her friend? So the Gemara asks, Reisha v'seifa de'ika Edim mitziyasa de'lak Edim. The first case and the last case, there are Edim. And the middle case, there are no Edim. Am Rabbayin, Reisha v'seifa de'ika Edim. Case two and case four, there are Edim. Mitziyasa de'lak Edim. Case three, there are no Edim. There's nothing wrong with that. Case 2 and case 4, where she's not believed to say about herself, Ani Tahira, it's because there are no Edim. It is because there are Edim that she was captured. Case 3, she is not Neman about her friend to say her friend is Tamei. The reason for that is, Because there are no Edim. Very simple. Case 2 and 4, there are Edim. Case 3, there are no Edim. Rav Papa has a completely different take on this. Rav Papa Amar Kula De'ika Edim. Rav Papa says all four cases there are Edim that she was captured. And that both of them were captured. And V'ika Eirecha De'ka'apech. And whatever she says, there is one aid that says the exact opposite. So in case one, Amra ani tamei v'chaverasi tahara, if she says, I'm tamei and her friend's tahar, and then we have an eid echad saying the opposite. V'amra la, eid echad, and an eid echad says, at tahara, no, I disagree with you, you're tahar. V'chaverascha tamei, and your friend is tamei. So she's believed about both. The woman who is captive is believed about herself that she's Tameh, even though another aid says she's Tahar, but we believe her about herself because Shavi Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura. Ihi Shavisal Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura. Chaverta, the friend, Mishtaria Apuma Dida. The friend is permitted based on her testimony. Because even though there's an aid saying that the friend was violated, but the other woman who was taken captive says she's Tahar. And we know that when it comes, anytime we believe one witness, we believe the one witness like two Edim. So it's like two Edim are testifying that the other woman was not violated, and one Ed is saying that she was Tameh. So in case one, she's completely believed. She's believed about herself that she's Tameh. She's believed about her friend that she's Tahar. Ani tahira v'chaverasi tamea. I am tahar, and my friend is tame. So she says, "I'm tahar, and my friend is tame." V'yamar la eid echad. One eid comes and says, "At tamea, you're tame. V'chaverascha tahar, your friend is tahar." Ihi her kivan deika edim. Since her edim that she was captured, so she's not believed to say Tahar, even if there wouldn't be an aide who said she's Tameh, we wouldn't believe her to say she's Tahar. Called Kamina, would she be believed? Chaverta, the friend, even though the first woman who was taken captive says that her friend was violated, but her friend is Mutter, Mishtaya, Puma the aide is Mutter based on the testimony of the aide. Now, what's the Chiddush over there? The Chiddush over there is, if we just had the first case where the captive woman says about her friend that her friend was not violated, maybe only a fellow woman who is taken captive is believed against an aid. But maybe if the fellow woman who is taken captive says she was Tameh, and an outside woman says Tahar, maybe then it would definitely be Tameh. So, Kamash Malan, we follow the aid. Now, case 3. Ani v'cheverasi tmeya. I and my friend are tameh. Va'amar la aid echad. So you hear this? The woman who's taken captive says, I'm tameh and my friend is tameh. Va'amar la aid echad. And aid echad says, no. Ad v'cheverscha tahira. You and your friend are tahar. So, yi shavisa nashchatik disura. She is making herself asar. Chaverta, the friend, Mishtaria Puma De'ed, is permitted based on the testimony of the witness. Now the question is, Hasu Lamali, what do we need that case for? Hainu Reisha, that's, we know that from the first two cases. We know that from case one, that if a woman says she's Tameh, even though an Eid says she's Tahar, Shavisa Nafshecha Ticha D'Yisura. And we know from case two, that if the captive woman says Tameh and an Eid Echad says Tahar, then we don't believe the captive woman. It's the exact same case as the Reisha. Meaning, why do I need to say Eina Nemenes Achaverta when you have an Eid Echad who's permitting her? Says Gemara, Mahu Datema. I might have said, Hani Tarvayu Tahoyrois Ninu. That maybe, you know what the chiddush here is? When the woman says, me and my friend are Tamei, the only reason she's saying about herself that she is Tamei is because she wants to make her friend Tamei. But really, she doesn't mean to answer herself. I might say that she herself should be Tahar because the only reason she's saying Tamei about herself is to knock her friend down. I might say they both should be Tahar. Why does the woman taken captive say that she herself is Tamei? Tamas nafshi im plishtim. She wants to go down with the Philistines. The svara of go down with the Philistines is that if I could mess you up, it's worthwhile to make your life miserable, even to the extent that I'm making my own life miserable. It's worth it to make my own life miserable to make your life miserable. So what the Gemara is saying is, maybe really, she's lying about herself. One aide says that she's Tahar, but she says about herself, Tamei, because she wants to be able to say about the other woman that she's Tamei. So I might think, don't even believe her about herself. So the chiddush is, in this case, we don't utilize the svara of tamos nafshi and pelishtim. We're not suspecting that the only reason why she's saying about herself that she's Tamei is to ruin the other woman. And in case 4, ani v'chavei rasi tahayra, I am my friend, our tahar, v'amar la eirachar ad v'chaveretcha tameya. So ihi her, kiven de'ika edim lav kol kamina. Since there are edim, she's not believed to say she's tahar. Chaverta mishtarya pumadida, and her friend is mutter through her. Says Gemara, hasul amali. Why do I need that for? Hainu reisha. The reisha, that's case one. From case one I know that if I say about my friend is tahar, even though an eid echad says she is tamei, we believe the captive woman. So why would we not believe the captive woman over here? Says, well, maybe we only believe a captive woman if she says that I'm Tamei and my friend is Tahar. Then we believe her against an aid. But if she says, I'm Tahar and she's Tahar, well, maybe the only reason she's saying that her friend is Tahar is to be Matar herself. Says the Gemara, when do we believe her? If she's disqualifying herself, we'll believe her when she is machsher someone else. But if she's being machsher herself, maybe she should not be believed. The chiddush is that she is still believed. Says the Mishnah. V'chein shnei anashim. Likewise, two men. This one says I'm a kohen and this one says I'm a kohen. Now normally eidecha neman biyusurin, but not when it comes to hilchos kahuna, because it involves mamanois. Because if you're going to be a kohen, you get to eat truma, and it's relevant to many many generations. So if each two kohanim, they each say they're a kohen, we don't believe them. Uvizman shein meiden ze. When they testify one on the other, hare elo ne'amanim, they are believed, and we're not choshesh for goyimlim. We're not choshesh that they conspire to testify about each other. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in ma'ilin lakuna pi eid echad. We do not allow somebody to be brought up to kuna even through the testimony of one witness, even in a situation where they're not testifying one on the other, and there's no suspicion of goyimlin. Only one aid testifies about another kohen. We cannot use an aid echad for kuhuna. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Emosai, when do we not use an aid echad? B'makam sheish oirin. When do we not use an eid echad? That is in a situation where nobody is challenging the person's status, avo b'makom she'ein oirin. But if there are no protesters, malin l'kuhuna p'yedachat. We do bring someone up to kuhuna through the testimony of one witness. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Rashi explains, Tanakama says that we use an eid echad no matter what, even in a situation where one testifies about the other and the east testify about each other, so there's a chashash of goimlin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're ma'ale l'kuna p'yed echad provided that there's no chashash of goimlin. Rabbi Lazar said, Ema sai, when are we choshesh b'makam sheyesh oirin? Like we explained, that provided there's no chashash of goimlin, there's no chashash of conspirers, we're not worried that they made up, each one's going to testify about the other. Reb Shem Gamliel Oimer Mishum Reb Shem Ben Haskan Malin Lekuhuna Al Pi Eirachad. Reb Shem Ben Gamliel says the name Reb Shem Ben Haskan, we do bring up to Kuhuna based on the testimony of one aid. Okay, everyone. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.